What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kickback Lounge podcast. My name is Drew Young. I got Nemo Guapo in the building.
What's the word?
I got TC, aka Drippy, in the building.
Yes, sir.
Dripstick. You said what?
Dripstick.
That's his name.
Dripstick?
That's his YouTube name. Dripstick.
It's Drippy TC, bro.
Drippy TC. We got Drippy TC in the building, and we got Tyreek Fox in the building. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, trying to push this content. I fuck with what you said earlier. It was like snowing today, but still, I'm trying to get some work.
Still trying to work.
Exactly.
I reached out.
Exactly. Yep. That's how it happens, bro. You got to fucking grind. It's 2022. Mm-hmm. Trying to pop off. So let's get into it. What made you guys start content? Like,
who you want to start with me?
Yeah,
I mean, I start content basically my classmates from school days, bro. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was like a class clown, but I still do my work.
Uh-huh.
You know, so one day I just steal everybody's phone, created a YouTube channel, to subscribe to my channel. I gained like 50 subs in one day.
Oh, shit.
Everybody in the school, everybody on campus, because yeah. I was like popular throughout the school.
So you grew up in Jamaica?
Jamaica, yeah.
So how was that? Tell me a little bit about that.
Let's see, man. Got bullied a lot.
Oh, really?
You feel me? Everybody asks me why I moved to St. Louis sometime. I'll say it's more opportunities here. You feel mm-hmm. me? But like in Jamaica, bro, it's very hard. They show y'all what they want y'all to see. They show y'all the palm trees and the beaches. They
don't right.
Y'all seen the bad part of Jamaica.
You be seeing it?
Yeah, this shit look.
Why you be seeing?
Shit look like Hotel Rwanda.
Shout out Hotel Rwanda.
It was a hustle growing up in Jamaica, but it was needed, you know, to turn me into a man. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I really like that.
What would you say the biggest misconception is about Jamaica?
Biggest misconception? I don't really know.
Like, what do people like think it is versus what it actually is?
They think it's paradise. It's not. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's paradise. It ain't.
Yeah. It's tough growing up. What about America? What would you say the biggest misconception about America is?
Biggest misconception? Y'all don't like it, especially y'all people don't like leaving in St. Louis. Trust me, there's a lot of opportunities for a reason, you know, feel me? And I'm here and I'm taking advantage of all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all here saying it's bullshit? No, it's a lot of opportunities here. Y'all just lazy.
Exactly.
Y'all just lazy. And I'm looking dead ass at y'all when I say that. If you're listening, y'all just lazy. Y'all got a lot of opportunities here. Take advantage of it.
So for you, what made you want to start like content, doing all that?
I ain't gonna lie, like, the first nigga who, like, made me want to start content was Pretty Boy Fredo. Like, okay. Now that nigga, like, everybody be clowning that nigga. Like,
yeah, bro,
you know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, that nigga a clown.
Heavy right now.
I don't know, bro. That nigga just lost himself over the years, bro. Yeah. I can't even lie. But, like, I just always thought, like, bro, making somebody else laugh, you can make somebody else day. Like, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
And I just been doing that shit ever since and just always went through that shit. I always thought being a YouTuber was just, like, fun as fuck. Like, that's a fun-ass job, bro. Being exactly. in front of the camera and getting paid for that shit. Like,
exactly.
I was trying to go to work with that.
So, who did you watch growing up? Like YouTube or just any content creator?
Any content creator. Mm-hmm. So, I started my first ever YouTube video was Dear and Ken. That's my first ever.
You was watching a couple's channel?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
That's my first ever. Like, they introduced me to YouTube, but
yeah.
Who I really turned out, like, after watching them was the DDG,
mm-hmm.
Fredo's Enemy.
Right.
Yeah, basically, yeah, for sure. Because. It was like, bro, back then them niggas had YouTube in a chokehold. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was DDG or Pretty Boy Fredo, bro. Like, niggas was going crazy.
Yeah, and then the whole Soul Illuminati, too.
Yeah.
They had the whole beef and everything.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know who that is.
Y'all know Soul
Illuminati? Like, I've heard of him. He kind of
disappears. He disappears, like, yeah. from time to time.
He be on his spiritual shit.
Yeah, like, I heard all his memes. I seen the meme, but, like, I've never watched a Soul Illuminati video before.
You know Cash Nasty? Because he used to go crazy, too.
I only know the name because of Flight.
Yeah, I'll fly too. Don't forget
I don't
about
watch flight either.
Yeah, do you guys watch like streamers and shit?
Yeah,
growing up, what did you guys watch?
I ain't gonna lie, I was watching Aiden. I really became a big Aiden Ross like doing like when he was coming up. I was watching Aiden Ross. I heard about Speed on TikTok.
Yeah.
I seen him. He was the person who make my thumbnails. He knew him before he blew up, and they like kind of like close like that. So he kind of like put me onto them.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I could say like Your Rage. If you heard of Your Rage,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Drop Him Off. Like those niggas like that.
Kai took over.
Yeah, they're
re-sparking like Twitch and everything because it was dead for a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie, like for like New York niggas, bro, he like putting on like especially
Kai?
Yeah, because like he from the Bronx,
mm-hmm.
so like he putting on for the Bronx right now.
Yeah, For sure, he's doing his thing.
Streams, though, I've never watched no stream before. Yeah. Like, I'm not a big fan of no streamer. Mm-hmm. The only time y'all would ever get me, or like, I saw myself watching a stream, mm-hmm. was when Fortnite was trending, Tfue and all that. That's the only time, yeah. I watch streams.
Well, how old are y'all?
Me, I'm 22.
See, okay. I'm 18.
You're 18.
So I'm the youngest, yeah, out of all of them, so they kind of like bully me. So
yeah,
like,
you on the new shit. All yeah. the like.
I'm with everything.
Yeah, yeah. So you're talking about TikTok and stuff. So why do you think it's important to be on there?
Bro, TikTok, I think it's like that platform. See, he don't like TikTok because
don't like me.
I don't like TikTok either.
Like, bro, it all depends. I ain't gonna lie.
Need some water?
This nigga was going viral on TikTok yeah. in advance, like years. Like, I don't know. This nigga was just on there doing weirdo shit, like memes and shit. Just like
doing random shit.
This nigga was saying racist shit on there and blowing up.
Hey,
on
do
like,
that no more.
Though.
You ain't gotta snitch on it.
Can't do that no more.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah. I blew up. I don't even know how I blew up, but I recorded us paying for our meal, bro, and mm-hmm. said the meal was $300.
Yeah,
and we had him choose a card, the way to choose a card.
Oh, I love that, and, bro. I always wanted to try that shit.
And we had did that shit, bro, and that shit just blew up. That shit got like 800K, but like my most viral video on there got like 2.2 million.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my most viral video on there got deleted.
Yeah.
What was it?
You was like when she
suck your meat or something like that, and she yes, bro, that's what it was, bro. Oh. This nigga,
they don't fuck with the X-rated content sometimes, bro.
No,
they be selective with it.
That shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
I be posting a trailer to my YouTube video on TikTok and getting blocked.
Yeah.
Nah, when I was first coming up, I had posted this video about like every New York person seen this, because like mm-hmm. niggas don't know. I was born in STL. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, y'all niggas always getting confused. I was born in STL. But like raised in like New York, yeah, and raised here, so you know what I'm saying. It'd be back and forth, bro. It's not, bro. Stop, bro. Look, niggas always saying he just mad because his voice higher than me.
It's just the mic because this man sounds well right now. This man whispering.
This nigga just mad because my voice deeper than his. That's all, bro. Like, come on now.
Alright, next question, bro.
No. So you were saying. So you were born in St. Louis.
Yeah. So like New York comes into place like with my father, like mm-hmm. with my dad. Like I don't know. Like I don't got a great relationship with my father like that. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, but like that's like where that comes into play. But I don't like talking about that past all the time. Like anything you tell me, I can describe. Like anything like that, you want to know like New York, I can explain mm-hmm. and shit that happened. That past just got like a lot of dark shit like with my family,
yeah.
my mom and shit. So I don't like talking about that. Like I don't my mom not on camera. You will never see my mom anywhere on my channel or anything like that.
See, I'm kind of the same way. Like I don't like putting family even on my own social media. It's like I keep that shit private. You know,
yeah.
like because if people, it's a lot of hate on the internet. I'm cool. You can hate me. You can fucking say whatever. But like family, it's like all
right. Yeah, like bro, that's dead. It's like
so. I don't agree with y'all.
You don't agree?
I'm putting my mom on the roaster if y'all want to know why. That's bringing attention to me. That's bringing more money in my pocket.
Look, true, you got that Jamaican facts. Mom.
I'm an entertainer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that.
You got that Jamaican mom, though. That's all content, bro.
There we go.
Yeah.
Guys,
like, I don't, bro. My mom, like, she, like, strict, but she also got, like, a sense of humor. But I just feel like it would be crazy, though, because, like, I mean, I can deal with that because my mom, she understands, like, I have an uncle who, like, does, like, similar stuff to what I do, but, like, he walks around with, like, mics,
mm-hmm.
like, at, like, celebrity shows and stuff like okay. that, so he do stuff like that.
That's kind of why you started?
Yeah, he was a kind of a big reason why I started, I'm not going to lie. He always, like, say it did, but it's just, like, we do, like, different stuff,
because, mm-hmm.
like, he in there, like, interviewing, asking people questions,
yeah. mm-hmm.
like, as soon, like, people, they be, like, drinking and stuff, I guess, like, I don't know what it's like at the red carpet, so like,
yeah.
I just be watching videos like that. I don't really like watching celebrities like that either, though.
Yeah,
that's you just
be
like
all them Netflix guys in Hollywood running around behind people. Oh, let me get an interview.
Yeah, like yeah. TMZ. That's just something like
that. Shit's weird sometimes, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
It is weird,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. So, what was the first kind of videos you started making? Because I seen like you do pranks, you do blind date, uh-huh. all that shit. Like, what was the video, first kind of content you
first
started making?
First content I started making was Instagram. Instagram skits, mm-hmm. trying to make some little funny videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the first of a thing. That's before I even was thinking about doing YouTube.
So, like, skits and everything?
Skits, yeah.
yeah.
I was doing skits.
So, what's your favorite kind of content to make?
Honestly, my favorite content is travel vlogs. And I don't even do that right now.
Yeah.
But travel vlogs.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. That's the main focus for YouTube.
Go ahead. Tell them why that. Go ahead. Tell them why travel vlogs really like you. Why you want to do it. Go ahead. Tell them.
Why, TC?
The travel vlogs? Because mm-hmm. everything is out there. It's the women.
It's the women.
The women. We got to get
No, I'm playing.
But like, there's a lot of air to see. You feel me? And I like, my big dream of mine is to travel the world and actually to travel all the states in America, which is kind of stupid for me because some of these states is not really worth a visit.
Like Ohio or some shit?
So you can make it work.
Hell nah. Yeah. I don't think so.
This is kind of weird. A bucket list of mine is to like have sex in all these states.
I'm weak.
That actually.
And it's being accomplished.
That's a W bucket list, bro.
I'm not gonna fucking lie. Alaska, bro.
All right. Shit. That's probably gonna be the hardest one. That one or Hawaii?
No, not Hawaii.
Not hard. No, not hard to get it, but like hard to get to. That's what I'm saying.
I say Alaska. It's cold as hell.
It don't matter. Bro.
Alabama.
Nobody gonna be on this kind of time. Oh, nah, they gonna be like, you're not my cousin. Yeah, you're not my cousin.
Type shit. Yeah. No, that's a fire. That's a fire bucket list. But, what's your top three places you want to travel?
Top three places I want to go to right now? Mm-hmm. So, let me see. California. I've been there before, but, like, I see myself living in California from when I was, like, young child in Jamaica, you feel me? So I was a grown man. My first time there, I was a grown man crying when I went to California. So that's a state. Like, if I go back there, I may not travel back to anywhere I go. Right now, any states I go to, I may not come back to St. Louis, honestly.
Yeah.
So, but California, Miami, for real.
Miami. That's a little right now.
And if I go, I went to Texas like Miami 4 times last year alone. If I go back to Texas, I don't think I'll come back either. So, yeah.
Which
so,
part? Do you have a specific part? Or
so, I went to Houston. I went to Dallas, but Houston is where it's at.
Yeah.
Houston is kind of dirty, though. Y'all ever been to Houston, Texas before?
You think Houston is dirty?
It's dirty, just like New York.
Yo, bro. Chill.
New York is dirty.
Bro, New York is not dirty. Look, okay,
I'll say this.
Yes, bro, it is mad rats.
Exactly. So what do you think, though?
It is hell of rats. I'm not going to lie to you.
Let's say it's mad rats.
It's like, it depends, bro. Like, where you at? Like, bro, if you got money, bro, like, New York is going to be the place to go to if you got money to just hand out.
Manhattan.
Yep. If you got money to go to, Manhattan, that's, like, luxury. Like, all luxury. Like, okay. You see, like, this room that we in right now, bro, and, like, a room like this, no, bro. Like, homes like this and, like Brooklyn is, like, $1 million, bro.
Oh, nah.
Yes, bro. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Cold-ass New York.
It's like, it do be cold, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. That's why, but like in the summertime, like, it'd be cool though. Like, shit be out.
I'm not gonna lie. I always wanted to go to New York. I haven't been yet, but I'm about to go to Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Man, I take Chicago trips like 5 times a year. What are you talking about, man?
I do go to Chicago.
I'm about to go for a concert.
When's that?
It's February 12th or something. It's gonna be cold as
fuck. Who performing?
It's like Action Bronson. Earl Sweatshirt, and they're bringing some people.
It's old head. Yeah.
I'm gonna be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, not of people, but all right.
I will say this though, like, it's being like from St. Louis, or just like being in St. Louis, bro, like that shit really shape your character, like, for real.
Also,
like I ain't gonna lie. So like where I live and like where I grew up is like North St. Louis.
Oh,
so
Crips
I,
over there.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
it, like shit wasn't sweet, bro. Like real dangerous, bro. Like
sure.
It's at times like, bro, like sports like really saved my life on some shit. Like I remember like my uncle always tell me like, bro, like don't be out here on this corner. Like you see that shit? Like nah, go play basketball, nigga. Like I used to be on the corner like ordering like food and shit like that. Yeah. He'd be like, bro, what's you doing down here, bro? Go to the back and go play basketball. Like,
right.
That's like
because people don't know like. Especially here, you say the wrong thing, shit could pop off.
Yeah,
bro.
Shit pop off.
Just by words.
Easy, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just like, and it's like being so blessed, bro, to like just like learn and like grow out of that environment and see yourself come up, bro. You really look back at that shit and just be like, damn, bro, like how the fuck did I like make it out of it? And like the steps that it took to get out of it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that shit really a blessing. You just like sit, like, I'd be grateful as fuck, like, to even been like
talking
be here.
Like he's
shit.
An old ass man, bro.
What you mean,
you been
bro?
Through a lot, like, my boy.
Hell is that?
Nigga,
I know you've been through a lot in Jamaica, bro. Don't
yeah,
you
well,
here
you hear me
cat,
talking
bro.
About all that,
bro. Bro, I mean, shit, bro. It's just like the truth, though. Like, niggas gotta have a couple of stories. I'm not gonna cry, bro.
Hey, now the strongest thing you could do, bro, is be vulnerable and like speak the truth. I feel like. I don't know. But, so I'm gonna ask you, like, what's your goal with this whole content shit? Like, what for 2022? What's your goal? And then, like, 5 years from now.
For 2022, so the main focus right now is to accumulate that 100K subscribers on YouTube. Okay. So if you're listening or viewing me right now, go subscribe. Tyreek Vlogs
right
on YouTube.
Pause the video and go subscribe. Tyreek Vlogs.
But 5 years from now, bro, even starting this year, I see myself starting an old LLC to, like, you know, try and do a lot of investing, starting a lot of business. So first step is to hop on that 2-row grind. Get some cars out there, renting some cars.
Yeah.
Then boom, the Airbnb scene. I ain't gonna give y'all too much though, but yeah.
Yeah, not too much.
LLC, the way to go. That's all I gotta say.
ain't gonna lie. I'm already in the crypto. I'm already up in there. You know what I'm saying? Robinhood. You know what I'm saying? We already up in
there.
You gotta switch. I got multiple. I'm in multiple.
Switch over to Coinbase, bro. You know why? Because Robinhood, bro, you don't really own that shit.
I know.
That's the thing.
But just like, it's either Coinbase hitting. NFTs hitting for real, bro. I just
want to ask you that question. What are y'all thoughts on NFTs, bro?
But what? NFTs Yo, are
you
hitting,
You fuck with
bro.
NFTs, bro? Nope.
What? Look, it's the most easiest way to make money.
I'm going to change your mind in 10 seconds. Look.
My mind?
Yeah.
Hey, move the mic over a little bit.
All right, so look.
Let me hear what you got to say, bro.
Shit.
This nigga know how to move a mic.
You got it.
Nah, man, I don't got it. My mic's stationary on my camera. But look, so look. Imagine you buy something that's real exclusive for like $10. Mm-hmm. Or you buy like a shoe that come with like a NFT coupon type shit. So you got that coupon and then... You know, you keep it for a few years. You know that it's gonna be a popular little coupon. You probably sell it off to somebody else for 100 times than what you got for it. Like say you bought some Jordans and you got like an NFT with it. Came with an NFT, some rare Jordans or whatever. And then say you go into the metaverse, you got the Jordans, you can sell it, make 100K easy.
Bro, once you get into the metaverse shit, like it's not here yet, exactly.
Yeah, you just gotta wait, bro.
It's gonna be big.
That shit gonna be big as fuck.
Exactly. So have you bought an NFT yet, Guapo?
Hell no. I got crypto.
Okay.
Nah, but trust me, like he's saying, in the virtual world and shit, the metaverse, like once you buy, you could buy a gas station for like 20K. Mm-hmm. People are making times 10, times 100. That shit. You just gotta look into it and do some research.
So look, just like what you just tried to change my mind about it, like NFT, just know a smart friend of mine, she just went back to college or whatever, like she figured out the entire NFT thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to explain it to me. I still didn't get the point of it, because what I see is rich people advertising it to us. We broke movers buying it and they're still getting rich off of it. That's what I'm seeing in it. Right. You feel me? Y'all trying to explain it to me. I don't see it that way.
I mean, they said the same thing about like Bitcoin and
they said that shit years ago, and them niggas sitting on like pills and shit.
It's just how you play it.
And at the end of the day, what's wrong with taking that risk? Because at the end of the time, like especially like
as long as you could afford it.
I was just gonna say that because it's expensive.
Matter of fact, I bought Ethereum a few months ago. It went up. I got a new car, basically.
Okay.
So you
can say he cashed out, bro.
Okay.
Nah, we're gonna talk about you said a smart girl of yours. So we're gonna talk about I'll be talking about this. Like I just started a channel and shit talking about like what you look for in girls and shit.
Wait,
talking about
a channel?
Yeah, start a YouTube channel.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe.
Exactly. Go fuck with it. Free Dino. But so let's talk about Riz real quick. Game, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's not even a reword.
What?
Riz, come on now, you're not in tune, bro.
Come on. I know the story behind it, but like, come on.
That shit.
No, so how would you describe you, Riz, bro?
Me, I ain't got no Riz. I just be myself. I guess my Riz is me being Jamaican. That's all I gotta say. I ain't got no Riz.
Girls do be like, oh, you got the accent.
You got an accent,
bro. You have no. So look, let me explain.
And then they gonna be like, hold on. They gonna be like, it's not your accent. You cool. Yeah. It's my accent.
Nah, because he was on the E-Day talking about. And what she said, she was like, I don't think you watched it, but like after you left, she's like, yeah, but he trying to press the Jamaican stuff too much. You didn't see that?
Me?
Yeah.
I said, she asked, what's the perfect first date? I'm like, you know, the first date is trying to get to know each other, right? So I said, I'm going to take you to this Jamaican bar I know. They got food. You see, like to eat. She likes to eat.
I want to talk about food, though. Jamaican food, too. So what's the best, like, top Jamaican food? Like, top two?
Top two?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ain't gonna be a typical people. I'm gonna come with. Nope.
Oxtail.
Oxtail lit, but like for me, I'm gonna say ackee and saltfish was the national dish. Y'all don't know nothing about that, ain't it?
Mm-mm.
Ackee and saltfish and some good old, y'all don't know this fried chicken back. You ever heard about that before?
Mm-hmm. I heard it.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, that's the real people me right there, bro. I'm telling you. Or some good old mackerel and white rice, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That shit lit.
Okay. No, but Riz, so you can go.
Yeah, he knows all about that, Riz.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, bro. A lot of people just be like, it's the same thing. Like, my voice be saving me. Like, I don't know. That should be coming in
clutch. Whispering voice?
Whispering voice.
Mm-hmm.
No, my voice not like that. So, like, no. Okay, so look, I'm finna explain the story, right? Mm-hmm. And me and Tyreek was at a party, right?
Okay.
So, look, it's this girl, right? She typing her notes, right? She like... Is it bad that I want to fuck your friend? You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't. Don't even cap, man. Tell the truth.
Don't lie. We gonna tell you this story right now.
She said that to who?
She said that to
people. story. You feel me? We pulled up. It wasn't even at a party. It was a video shoot.
Okay.
It was a video shoot.
That motherfucker turned into a party, bro. Yeah. This video.
What were you filming?
So we was filming a group trooper there. Yeah, we're filming a group trooper there.
Oh, that's already demon time.
It was hella motherfuckers in there, right? Hellish. The video was like recorded, like it was 2 hours long, recorded with a clip. Didn't get posted, wasted.
Yeah.
Anyways, though. This one shot that was your light skin shot. We ain't gonna call on it, you know what I mean? But she was there or whatever. I'm like, yo, she fine. And so I was trying to hop on her, right? So we're talking to each other in the notes and shit. She going like, we was drinking and shit, so I don't know if I was kind of fried. I'm like, is it wrong that I want to smash you right now? She was like, she going to text me in my phone, in my notes.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I want to smash your friend instead?
Wait, DC! So you sent her the notes?
Yeah, we texted back and forth with the notes.
Okay.
But he was right there, too.
Yeah. And I wasn't paying no mind, though.
He was just being chill. I'm like, bitch, what? I'm talking to you.
No, this whole time, I didn't say not a word. The whole time I've been there. Cat. No, I did not say nothing.
Man, you was talking in the video.
That's the only time I'm cussing. But I ain't say a word besides that. Besides that, I ain't say nothing else. Like, I've been quiet the whole time. Just, bro, this nigga was talking so much. You been so soft for? Nigga always saying I'm being soft.
She want to take advantage of him because she see that he's soft, nigga. Yeah. That's what she want.
Nigga's not soft, bro.
She going to say, call me mommy in the bed. That's what she going to do.
Yo.
She going to beat me. She going to spark your little ass.
Nah. She's going to turn you out, bro.
Exactly, bro.
How old was she?
She was like 21.
I don't even remember.
He be getting the mommies, bro.
Yeah. You like older girls?
He ain't got a choice. He hangs around me.
I really don't, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a lying guapo. Really, you ain't got a choice.
It's just like it just comes natural.
Everywhere we go, just got a choice.
What kind of girls y'all like then?
I mean, I love all girls as long as they like, as long as I find them attractive. You know what I'm saying?
He said,
as long as I find them attractive.
That's the young one.
As long as they identify as women and are
angry. Like, what else? Like,
I would say I love all girls. So, like, for my slogan, what's my slogan, bro?
Slogan.
Yeah, what would that be saying, DC?
That's two words in one.
You talking about content?
Always.
Like,
what I always say.
This nigga always say, I love pussy.
All right. So it's like,
as long as
I know. I don't discriminate. You feel me? Because I be around females who do all different kind of works, all everything. You feel me? It doesn't matter what they do for a career, say strip, whatever. I'm always there.
So yeah, we talked about that. So you date an OnlyFans chick?
If I dated a OnlyFans chick,
would you?
Would I? Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
Of course. Definitely. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, like cuff. I'm talking about cuff.
Of course.
I wouldn't cuff. Like me personally, I wouldn't cuff for OnlyFans.
Why not?
Because like, I don't want to see.
Because she's putting her coochie on the internet?
Yeah, and I don't want that shit coming back to me. Niggas gonna
Nigga, what's wrong with putting coochie on the internet?
Niggas not touching that shit though, bro.
Exactly. You were the one slamming that down.
I would hit, but I'm not cuffing that chick, bro.
Why not?
That like.
What's wrong?
I'm not cuffing no chick right now at all.
No, but I'm like, what's wrong with cuffing a chick? I don't get the point. What's wrong with cuffing that shit that put your pussy in it? What's wrong
bro,
with that?
What if one day I want that to be... Look. If one day I want to have kids with that chick, and then the kids grow up, and they're like, damn, this my mom coochie on the internet.
A porn star just had a kid, bro. But that nigga...
Lana Rhodes?
Yeah, that nigga haven't even been 24 hours since that nigga been alive.
That
bro.
Kid got to see... His fucking
getting this done by 10,000 man. I ain't gonna cap. No, I grew up on that girl, bro.
Exactly.
See a lot of Rose video,
bro. Imagine that kid going to school and they just talking about the kid's mom getting ran through.
Ain't nobody gonna know that's their kid though. Like you gotta think about everything, bro. Like
they gonna know when that last name Rhodes. They gonna be like, whatever the fuck her name is,
bro.
I would date an OnlyFans girl. I would date a porn star. I would cuff. Yes, I would.
You marry one though.
Yeah. It's a regular female.
What's your thoughts, Nemo? Give your thoughts. Grab the mic though.
Bro, look.
TC, they don't know what they're talking about.
So look, I would date one, but I wouldn't take her serious. That's the thing.
Okay, that's fair.
Ladies
know who you give your pussy to.
Man. You don't know what she did in the past.
That's any too girl.
Much. I mean, yeah, that's it's any with any girl, but still, if you got your coochie and your titties on the internet, it's really just lust, for real. I mean, it depends,
lust,
but still.
That's what you're going for.
Aren't any girls out there giving away their money? Why not make it? Why not take it?
I mean, you can get money other ways without your body, though.
They're taking it easy way, though, nigga.
That's too easy for me.
Too easy.
It's morals.
Do you know most of these OnlyFans models and strippers be having degrees and shit, graduating from college and shit? Did you know that?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't.
bro. I do not care, bro. Man, you, I hit. Look, I
be
hit.
A nurse.
I hit. Me. But I'm not. I'm
nurses
not
be doing OnlyFans too.
Nurses be going crazy. All right,
I'm already.
CTC here. That.
Not all nurses go. Not all nurses be doing OnlyFans. But
at least we agree on one
if you
thing.
You only
bro.
A nurse thing. It's cool.
So as long as like, what's like top three things you look for in a woman, bro?
Me. That's a lot. That's a hard question because I love coochie people. You feel me? I love coochie.
They gotta be crazy. Good in the bedroom.
Oh yeah, they gotta be so crazy. That's they gotta be. Well, they ain't gotta be crazy. You feel me? Like.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
All right, let me get straight. Let me get personal for me. They gotta be smart. You feel me? I don't like stupid females, bro. Okay. So she gotta be smart. She gotta have something going on for her. You can't just be depending on me and shit all the time. And she gotta be working. So that's two. And I ain't gonna say she gotta have a fat ass or a big boobs. I don't look for all that. I ain't gotta say that.
Attractive.
You feel me? You gotta I ain't gotta say that. She gotta be attractive. Yeah. Okay. I gotta be sexually attracted to you.
There you go. That's fair.
That's
two. Facts. That's two things.
That's two?
Yeah. Smart and then attractive.
Smart, attractive. I said she gotta
independent,
be working.
Independent.
Okay.
What you gonna lie? It's independent. Attractive, because like, bro, attractive, and you gotta be goofy, bro, like, yeah. Real shit. Because like, if you can't make me, bro, I love like a girl who can make me laugh,
like,
bro.
Fun,
yeah, like, fun, you know what I'm saying? Not boring, bro, like, I don't know, I can't, I don't like boring females. If you can be cute as
so
fuck,
you like light skinned females,
what
you like light skinned females?
I like all type of females.
Are you like light skinned females?
Yes, I love all, I
you
like
females
type.
That I like,
yes. Yeah. Okay. But like, I don't like girls. Like, you can be pretty.
You don't like girls.
Hold on. I was gonna say, let me listen first. You can be a girl and like be pretty as hell, but your personality can be born as a
dead
rock.
Man, yeah.
Like that's dangerous. Dead, bro.
Yeah. Can't be having no dead ones out here.
That shit is just weak. What you say?
Yeah, yeah. What you say, Nemo?
I say,
Nemo don't like girls, bro.
Yes, I do. What you mean? Bro. I don't like nothing but girls. So you gotta have morals, spontaneous. Work ethic.
All right, that's three, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I got more than that. I got more than that.
How the females be when they be describing the dude they're looking for. They be going like.
I mean, if they do it, so shit. Why can't I do it? So this thing.
Go ahead. Do your thing, bro.
What I say? More spontaneous. Work ethic. She gotta have. She gotta have a coke body. I ain't gonna count.
Damn.
I need not this. I need a coke body. I'm talking about the glass coke body, not the plastic shit.
Okay.
The real
that
coke.
That real coke.
Yeah. I feel. You know, she gotta be pretty, you know.
I feel. Yeah, so would y'all like, let me ask y'all this question. Would y'all ever like get a sugar mama?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For now.
I wouldn't feel right.
Not later. I wouldn't cuff, like I said, I wouldn't cuff a sugar mama.
It's not cuffing. It's a sugar mama.
If
no,
I get
no
a sugar mama,
right,
she gotta be cute. She can't be no ugly ass, nasty ass, chewed up gumball lady.
What's your thoughts on a sugar mama, bro?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, a sugar mama, like, if she, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm attracted to her. I'm not gonna just gonna, like, use it for, like, money and shit like that. I treat it all the same, bro.
Hoes,
it don't matter. I treat them all the damn same, bro.
Yeah. Like, talking like you get females.
Oh, nigga, I get it. Stop it. Come on.
Yeah. No, so you would or you wouldn't?
I would.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, so you say, this is my thing. I would take a sugar mama for like a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But then after that, once I got my shit together, like, I'm out. Damn. I'm out. I got to go do my thing.
Good. You know? Okay.
That's respectable. I feel that.
Ain't nobody going to be a sugar mama forever, though. It's for a period of time. So you're right.
Exactly.
I just ask if y'all would do one. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah. If you're out there. You're
so you're going to go to the extreme? You're going to eat that coochie? You're going
to... Let me ask you about that. So do Jamaicans eat coochie? Is that a lie?
Yo, he's the only one that do.
Yo, no, this shit. Wild.
Only one that do.
So, all right. So this is some shit in Jamaica, bro. Like, if you even mention any kind of oral sex, bro, keep him away from weed. Anyway, so if you ever mention anything to do with oral sex in Jamaica back when I was going to school. You getting beat up. They're chasing you out. Mm-hmm. You feel me? They call you a fag. They call you,
yeah. That's just for the men? That's just for the men?
Male or female. Like, even the females, they'll be like, I don't suck dick. I don't do. Yeah. But like
Jamaican
for now.
Girls don't be sucking dick, bro?
No. It's changing now.
It's
like,
changing now? Oh my God, bro.
First of all.
This shit kind of nice.
With the gay shit, being gay in Jamaica, like, Batty Boy, as you call it. Y'all just got that card now, ain't it? But like, for being gay in Jamaica, bro. You gotta keep that low key. You gotta hide. You know what I mean? You can't be like upfront with it. Like, it's just not getting like.
Normalized.
Normalized. Yeah. It's not even normalized right now. You can't go to Jamaica and say you're a baddie boy, bro.
I straight.
Baddie boy.
They're going to beat you with straight, a sugar cane stick.
It was this shit I was watching, bro. They straight was going to kill that nigga, bro, because he was
they
gay,
beat,
bro.
Beat him ass. Beat
it's
him.
It's like that in a lot of countries outside the U.S. Like,
to, fun fact. So sorry about that, but fun fact. Right. Most my my audience, well, was Jamaica. Was Jamaicans, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But I made a video with him and Burn Biscuit, right? Mm-hmm. Where I was calling my friends a baddie boy. Mm-hmm. Baddie man. I'm saying it like him. So, because
they
said,
get on your ass,
I'm not a baddie man or some shit like that. They was going crazy in the comment section. He said baddie man. He said baddie boy. They was going crazy.
That shit up, bro. That shit was
fun. But like,
me sell the fruit, me don't eat it. Me sell the fruit, me don't eat it.
Okay.
No. But, I did want to ask you about that because like you used to make that content where like you would review like or react to like the music.
No, I still do it. I got a sec. I got three yeah. YouTube channels.
Do you use like Patois and shit whenever you're reacting? So,
yeah, I do. So what I realized to go around that was like I started doing content with having because I still do reactions because that mm-hmm. That's like what I'm known for. You feel me? Right. So I can't stop doing reactions completely.
Exactly.
So but to get the right kind of audience to promote the music to a more wider audience, I had to involve my American friends into it. So I'd be having them writing to Caribbean music, mm-hmm. and that get a wider audience. I got American people tuning in now because they can understand what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah.
But when I'm by myself doing it by myself, it be so damn lit, bro.
Yeah.
Like I wish y'all could understand what I be saying, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because once there's a big booty female in that video, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy. Yeah. If she even move, if she walk past this camera, like damn, bitch. I'd be going so crazy, shit. You feel me? So I always like, I wish I could bring that energy to when I'm doing like American reactions, bro, because I would be the number one person in America right now doing reaction videos if I could bring the same energy to it.
Was it hard to make the like transition?
It was hella hard. I'm still not even finished yet. So on the main channel, Tariq Vlogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I started doing my reaction videos at. And like last year, the beginning of last year, I was like, no, bro, I'm not making no money from this because, you know, it is copyrighted music.
Mm-hmm.
I got to switch it up. So Jamaica, all the Caribbean islands was like my number one viewers. You feel me? And United States, like America was like all the way down. I think it was like number five.
Yeah.
So I successfully made America my number one audience through the course of last year. So
that was like a goal of yours?
It was a goal, a hard ass goal, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Let me tell you how I meant this nigga, right, bro.
Hard.
So I was walking around the mall doing videos, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This nigga had on a chain, right? I was diamond testing niggas that day, you know what I'm saying? This nigga was walking this shit. Like, nigga, he had like 20-some K subscribers, I think, around that time. Nigga had 20K. And he told me something like, I can't do it right now, you know what I'm saying? I gotta go. You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to stop this nigga.
He was saying he was busy. So, you know what I'm saying? He was like, look, I got 20K, you know what I'm saying? Tap in. Later that week, nigga taps in with me and comes to the mall so we can do a video collab. Ends up being like Burnt Biscuit, Kobe, all of the niggas that we talk to now at the mall. We met them that same day.
Oh, shit.
And like end up like doing big
everybody. He was there. Everybody, all YouTubers in St. Louis, major YouTubers in St. Louis, except for Bremen, everybody was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the most wildest shit ever, bro. Yeah. Everybody was like in each other's videos that day. Like, damn near. Like, that shit was crazy.
I seen you guys do the, what was it? The fuck? The line, what was the lineup video?
Special pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a bunch of those.
Yeah.
We do special pass. We do
kiss or grab.
Yeah.
We gotta make it freaky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gotta make people like freaky for some reason. I don't know why.
Should be going stupid.
Nah. It's sometimes it don't be YouTube, bro. It be fucking, you know, some other fucking
porn
website.
Porn
tube. Exactly, bro.
It's not porn tube. It's just Tariq Vlogs YouTube channel, y'all. Trust me, bro.
go subscribe. But yeah, so do you have a favorite platform? Is your favorite platform to post to like YouTube and shit?
My favorite platform is YouTube. We get paid from that, but like
yeah.
I really do like Instagram, bro. I ain't gonna cap. I love Instagram a lot.
Instagram is fun
too. It is fun. But like I do be making more money off Instagram than YouTube for real. Yeah. That's crazy. But I rather YouTube because it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? YouTube?
TikTok. TikTok? I have not made a single.
You
be
doing
bro.
Dances and shit?
Huh?
You be doing dances and
nah,
shit?
Nah, I don't
do that. See me shaking his ass on TikTok.
Hey, he never did none of this. Bro, it's crazy how many people, how many views the girls begin to have, bro.
I know. It's unfair, bro, but it is what it is. That's life, right?
No, I ain't gonna lie. Instagram, that shit, I be posting reels. Like, all my reels begin, like, over, like, 10K, bro.
Reels,
I don't know.
Reels be going crazy no reason, bro. For no reason.
That shit.
Watch what they're gonna clamp down on the reels, just like how TikTok clamp down on
you think so?
Because it's the same concept.
Exactly.
So watch that.
YouTube, though. I love seeing, like, as soon as I post and, like, a little minute after, like, notifications be pouring in, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas be like, yo, he just dropped today. I wasn't expecting him to drop. Yeah. Like, you made my day or some shit like that. And you get those random notifications throughout the day, bro, with YouTube. Like,
yeah.
You, like, those things just be, like, coming in, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
it's addicted.
What are your thoughts? Right. Well, I got a question first. So what are your thoughts? Right. Say you got a crush on YouTube, right? And I make a video with your crush. What will you...
What you mean? What would I do?
Well, like, what would you do?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I would just talk to you about it and be like, damn, I didn't know y'all was filming. Like, you should have told me or something like that at first.
You did. You made the video. Listen, I got a crush. You got a crush, and I made a video of your crush. And I came to your crib and did it in your house.
I'm not, bro. I was already editing while I was. I see what you're trying to do. I was already.
I was asking you a simple question.
I already know what you're trying to do. I was already editing inside the crib when we was there. You had left.
You
already.
Made a video with you your homeboy's crush already, in bro. His bed.
Look,
in his bed. It,
bro, you
no,
had.
No, fuck that. In his bed.
You had left, bro.
You know, it's dude. Bruh.
Bruh, it was like, it's not like I was over there like going crazy, like trying to
shoot. Nigga, he was going crazy. She told me the fuck he was doing. He was rubbing brick. This nigga.
Yo.
This nigga, bruh. Brick. Like, you know, if you heard about him, brick prank? Walking around rubbing brick, like, you know, take a model of putting in his joggers type shit, right? On your homeboy's crush, bro. Like, what the hell? Why you do that?
Mm-hmm. It's a prank. It's all for entertainment at the end of the day. Some niggas can't understand
but
that,
like,
bro.
That's my property, though. First of all, it's in my house.
Yo, bro, you was not tripping, bro. Like, off that, bro.
I wasn't there. If I was there, would you have done
you
that?
Trust
if
me?
I was there, would you have done that?
Yes. Yes, so, I would have done it, bro. I'm
so
not
who she want more, though?
I don't know.
Hold the fuck door. Hold the fuck
door. Now look. Call her, bro. This the thing, though.
You know, this is something that happens.
If she ain't go for the prank.
You know what? Scrap that. I don't want to hear what you say. Because, like.
Listen. If she ain't go for the prank, that's how you know she a real one for you, though.
There you go.
So if she went for it, there you go.
Now I'm going to show y'all another scenario, too, because this seems to be happening to me a lot on this YouTube gram. Because y'all watch my channel, right? Check me out. I got a lot of females.
That's
I got
what happens when,
all my videos.
Saying. That's what happens when we bring the host.
So I was just going to say, so I'm always the one providing the females, it seems like, right? So recently I started recording with this OnlyFans model, right? Mm-hmm. Here from St. Louis or whatever. Y'all could check out her channel. You can find her if y'all want to find her. Get her content. Book her. See? I try to work with these females to help them promote their business so they can make money. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But when I approach someone, they don't want to work. But like, oh, your content, you do OnlyFans, my content too freaky.
Yeah.
Anyways, I started working with these females. Right?
They be saying that?
Huh?
They be saying that to you?
Oh, yeah. I get turned on a lot. Look, you follow me, I'm DMing you. If you don't like what I do, why the hell you following me?
Exactly. I'm with you.
If you don't want to support what I do, why you ain't following me? All you got to do is tell me you don't want to be in the video. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Be a supporter.
Right.
But if you're going to see my message, bro, get the fuck on.
You're going to leave you on.
Anyways,
man,
I'm
going to
show
no.
you another. Yo, shut the fuck up, bro.
No, nigga.
No, you piss me off,
bro. Nigga. My dick, nigga. Anyway, bro, there's been times like where I haven't had a full video edited with a girl, everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's too freaky. I can't have that down. You know what I'm saying? Take that down. God. Nigga, yeah. Hours spent on my video. Yeah. Nigga, like 8+ hours, 9+ hours. Had to take that shit down. Nigga,
you gotta give her the contract. Give her the contract first.
I'm telling you,
bro. Before shit like that,
contract up, bro. But I'm trying to give you another scenario, though, just like another homeboy of mine, bro.
Yeah, let's see.
VJ Keys. You ever heard about that name before?
Yes.
You know VJ Keys? Of course, y'all know VJ Keys. Yo. So, this is the video, right? This video I just did. I had him record because he was supposed to record for me. I'm glad I didn't call your ass either because he probably did the same shit. But VJ Keys. I had him there for the camera because we got a cameraman, D Rob. Daytime Flicks, me. Big up, shout out to you, bro. But he wasn't available, so I had VJ to record the video. Mm-hmm. So I was in this video with his OnlyFans model where she was like being my yoga instructor, right? Mm-hmm. So she was there, she's doing her stretches or whatever. No, VJ was my cameraman. He was going all up in her ass. She was bending it over. She was arching that shit up, you know?
Yeah.
And she do got that ass. I ain't gonna care like that.
She a pro.
She knows exactly what she was doing. But he was doing too much with the camera.
Yeah.
He was trying to make love to the booty cheeks with the camera.
Right.
Anyways, after recording everything, this man gonna FaceTime my yoga instructor now.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, oh, you're cute or whatever. I like you. We should do this. We should go out. No, why you gonna do that with me when I'm trying to record with her again, bro? It's my girl from my video.
Yeah, he gonna fuck it up for you, you think?
Yeah, you gotta check channel and see what's going on, bro. All
right.
Because he had her on the FaceTime call. She didn't even know she was being recorded. That's the fucked up part. Record her without her consent.
Okay.
See, but he don't want me to post my video. My video's gonna get a million views, bro. Hey. A million views, bro. That video's a viral. He don't want me to post it, though.
Yeah, he's just crazy, bro. That's Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it good?
I can kind of understand.
I haven't seen the video. She told me about the video. Yeah. She said, oh, he tried to make a move on me or whatever.
Yeah.
She tried to make a move on me, too.
She ain't trying to make a damn move on you, bro.
Yeah, she did, bro.
Where she belong, bro? Where she belong? That's all I want to know.
She was at my house, in my bed. Where she belong?
And we might have to call her. It's my fault, though.
We might have to call her. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Let me call her, bro.
Ah, damn. Let's go see what's popping, bro.
This nigga's wild, bro.
We're gonna see what's popping.
Y'all crazy, bro. Y'all be going crazy, bro.
This nigga, man. Believe it. I hope she
Pre-answer.
No, I'm recording kind of.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby? See, she even disowned me and shit, too. Anyway, so I wanted to ask you a simple question, right? Did TC intentionally, like, did he force you? Did he force his, whatever, rubber brick on you when he was recording XYZ video?
It definitely was a surprise. Like, it was a big surprise. Like, at first, I'm thinking, I'm like, maybe that was just his knee.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, it happened a few more times, and I'm like, what the f-? I don't know if I can curse. But what the fuck?
No, you could curse. Do whatever. Say whatever you want to say. Talk your mind.
Oh, well, what the fuck is going through my mind?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did he just throw this little thing back on me?
Exactly. Little thing. Little. You said,
she said big little surprise, nigga.
Listen to me, young man. Ain't no big surprise. But next question. Are you attracted to TC at all?
Am I attracted to TC? No. I think of him as like a little brother or like a friend, like.
Bro.
He's little bro. That's all we wanted to hear. I'll talk to you.
Are you attracted to this nigga?
No.
Are you attracted to me?
Go ahead, ask her what you need to ask her,
bro. Are you attracted to me?
Oh my gosh, you're putting you on spot like this?
Are you attracted to me?
This man just called you baby and she clowned it.
Bro, shut
up. She said, where'd you go?
You can't see her face right now because y'all are talking too much, bro. She blessed you. She picked them up. Look at that. What you talking about? Anyways, are you attracted to me at all?
Am I attracted to you?
Mm-hmm. You could be honest. You could be 100% honest.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Congrats.
Shut up.
Congrats. You want a cookie? It wasn't that deep. This nigga making it a whole thing. I didn't
but
even
like say.
We solved that?
Like.
We solved that?
Like, this nigga the one who made it a big thing, trying to make it go out his way to embarrass me. Like,
I wasn't trying to embarrass you.
We just said what's popping, bro.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
Bro, the thing is, like,
and guess what? If you do post that video, bro, like that, it's going to be more serious beef if you post that video, bro.
I'm telling video, you. Bro.
Remember, I know every single female in Ricardo. I know all your ex. I know every. Post the video.
I know my ex. I actually brought post his ex video to his house. Without him knowing.
Even that, yeah. I'm in my room chilling. This, I thought he was editing or whatever, right?
I was.
Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
A whole ex from like what? 6 months ago, bro?
Damn.
How is he communicating with my ex-girlfriend?
Do you be on good terms with your exes?
Not really. Not really. No one hates me.
Right, that's what you think.
No one hates me, you feel me? But like, I'll really, be busy. I'm always recording a video.
Alright, so where do we go? Where do we go from here, bro?
Just don't post that video. That's all I gotta say.
That's crazy. Like, I can see if this thing wanna ask a percentage of my check or some shit.
So,
but not post the video was crazy,
if,
bro.
If he gave you a percent of that check,
he would definitely allow me to do it. He would definitely allow me. This nigga's all about business. Money comes into right away, nigga. All about business. That nigga ain't turning down no check, bro.
Look at that. Don't I get my own check, though?
He do.
Okay.
Right. Multiple channels, too. Okay. And that nigga still gonna take my check, nigga. Greedy ass nigga.
It's money, bro. It's business. It is business. It is business. But at the end of the day, I get that it's content. But he crossed the line by doing the prank Not just in my house, but in my bed, bro.
Oh my goodness, bro. We have filmed multiple, bro. I have filmed multiple videos like that. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. I done did it in Trek's bed. I done did it. It's a hell of a shit. I ain't gonna care.
He crossed it off the bed. Gonna say
shit, bro. You did see, she said she's attracted to me. She see him as a little brother.
That's the good you thing. That's good.
Yeah, so why would
you do that? See, there you go.
So I just wanna know, why did she, okay, if that's how she felt, why did she do what she did in the video, though? You haven't seen it, though. I just want to know, you just got to wait till I upload. Why did she do that, though, if that's how she truly felt?
I ain't
even
going to say too much.
She tried to grab it.
I ain't going to talk. I'm done with that topic. Because, you see, there's so much drama going on right now just because of content that I do. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I see that in the VJ, it's on site because that's stupid.
And then, this man
he made a video after he posted it. He posted the video of what he called her or whatever, right? Uh-huh. So I made a video because I was so happy to be beside the OnlyFans model, my yoga instructor, at the same time when I saw that video on YouTube. And I pressed her, but I'm like, what's going on? You like this dude or what?
Yeah.
She's like, no, he's cool or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. Then this dude don't get up and react to this video with his ugly ass dude with some big ass beard. It's probably his boyfriend or something. I'm like, bro, your boyfriend cheating at you, nigga. That nigga beard too cool, bro. It's too much going on, bro. It's too much going on. Then this nigga going to get up and left the state.
No, VJ, nigga he's took gone. A flight. Nigga took a not flight. Here. Nigga's not here.
Posted
nigga
videos
took a
of God.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
And he showed it to me. He was like, I was like, hey, you trying to film this video? He was like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm on my way to the airport. Exactly. I'm like, what?
He got scared.
I was like, nigga, what?
Oh, man. So, I didn't want to be here with this dude. I don't know why he came here, but like at the same time.
It's not even hard. It's not even like, bro, there's no hard feelings, bro. I don't feel no type of way about it. Maybe because I'm the one who did the video, but like,
yeah.
I wouldn't expect to know. Do you know how many hoes I have lost because of this man?
Damn. It's your fault.
You know how many girls? You know how many, bro?
Oh, wait. How much have you gained, though?
None.
Damn.
No, I'm playing. So, like, bro. Allegedly. But like, allegedly. So, bro, the way our videos go, like, it's all, like, networking. Like, if you follow me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. I actually got my own girl for a video, like, for once. And he was happy. Like, nigga was like, because, like, it's always, like, girls. Whenever, like, it's, like, girls. And, like, it's just always working. So, like, if there's girls and, look, anywhere... Okay, it used to be anywhere he go, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But just, like, now, since, like, that shit happened, it's just, like, being, like, kind of off. Like, we've been going back and forth on, like, social media. We don't even do shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
We don't even be on social media for real. If it's not YouTube, bro, social media is not there. No post at all. So, well, it's just, like...
I got to put this disclaimer out there, though, for real. Like, as much as I see y'all see me record a lot of females, everybody, and their mother assume that I be fucking these females. Nope. Nope.
No.
It's business. You go the fuck home after.
Every single time.
If you're too fried to go home, you could take the couch.
That's facts. I'm not gonna lie. There it's just go. Like niggas be girls asking me all the time next to this nigga, what's his body count? Am I lying?
What's my body count?
This nigga, this nigga's body count is 4, okay. Bro.
Damn.
I know this nigga's favorite song, bro.
What's his favorite song?
His favorite song is Double Up, bro. I know what this nigga orders when he goes to a restaurant. This nigga goes to Lee's. This nigga gets a Wingette meal dipped in barbecue sauce, my nigga. That's how much we've been around each other, bro.
Huh? You not gonna let him post a video?
That's the reason why he should not post the video. You talking about not gonna let him post the video? That is the reason why he should not post it.
How are we gonna solve this? Is it gonna be a challenge? It might just have to be a challenge video between y'all two to see if you can post the video or not, bro.
I think I'm not gonna lie. I already know what I gotta do. Really? If he just gets my check, bro, he's just gonna let me post it. But especially if the video does well, this nigga gonna ask for a bigger percentage of my check.
What do you think? You do a challenge?
Challenge. So my content is spicy. Challenges are not spicy. So fuck that.
You done the hot chip challenge?
I ain't gotta post that shit. Nigga, everybody wanna see that.
Hell no. Our viewers do not like that
or
shit.
Our viewers don't want
to see that. Our viewers don't like that shit. They like to see us with girls. Them niggas will tell us take that shit down.
I did a banger video. I did a video, right, with everybody, all of us, like when we was school at downtown St. Louis in the cold content. Mm-hmm. We played hide and seek by the arch.
Oh, yeah.
That's a banger video,
that's
right?
Banger. Yeah.
Nobody watched that shit. Nobody watched that.
Yeah.
Hey, freezing nobody watched cold, that. We was bro. Freezing.
It was hella cold.
Niggas was making fun of me because I came prepared and had a scarf on.
I mean, the scarf is crazy.
Scarf is crazy.
See, he's reminiscing. Look at him.
It's like a whole year. Ago.
He's reminiscing over there.
Yeah. Crazy.
That shit was good. How did
Biscuit was hiding behind the arch, freezing.
Okay, that's an L spot. You were behind the arch.
Biscuit was behind the arch.
It's a big ass open field.
Okay.
If you going to the bushes, you might.
Nemo, how you think they solve this, bro? I'm gonna need some help. How you think they solve this shit, bro?
It's what this. I mean, with Drippy, he made a valid point, you know. So I mean, if you just
what was the valid point?
I mean, he could basically pay you. This is basically just an investment. If he just so he can post this video.
Look, at the end of the day, I really do see him. I still want to see him be successful, right? But what he did, how he did it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because he knows, like, I'm not sure. Look, I haven't even posted a video. I just posted my first video with her today. Mm-hmm. So she been my crush offline too, not just online. So he did that video before I even introduced her as my crush on YouTube. Bruh,
that crush title does not mean shit on YouTube. You know how many okay, so let me explain it to you.
It's not just on YouTube, so look, though.
Let me explain. I didn't know it was just not on YouTube. I didn't know that at the time.
Until when? Oh, at the time you said?
Why
would she?
Well, hold on. Let me explain this. Let me explain this, bro. I did not know. So look,
why would she be in my bed if I haven't recorded with her yet?
Bro, how was I supposed to know?
So you see a girl, ooh, free coochie. Let me hit.
This girl was in a car, right? Yeah. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm used to like sitting in the front. Mm-hmm. This first time I try to open the front, this nigga got windows tinted. It's a girl in this motherfucker. Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Come to the back. The first time I got to sit in the back for some shit. I'm like, okay, no worries.
That should have been told him what's up, though.
Come to the thing. I'm like, okay, this must be somebody. But like, bro, as many girls as we record with, I'm thinking it's just another regular thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is just something that happens on a daily, bro. This is normal to me. I'm not thinking this nigga actually like this girl or something like that.
Right.
Bro, there's not one girl on his channel that is the same girl. There's different girls every other video, bro. All right,
so let me ask you, what makes her different, bro?
What makes her different?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get into all that, bro.
Y'all. No! This nigga making that a big deal.
I'm trying to have me out here.
Let him understand, bro.
So you all, you asked me what three things I look for in a girl.
Mm-hmm. She got them?
She got it. All
right.
She got it.
We can leave it at that.
She's smart. She is smart. She is fucking beautiful. She is sexy. She's gorgeous.
Loyal.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, she got them three things, bro.
Yeah.
She does.
So what's gonna happen if he posts it, man? Boxing. Or should he? You think he should keep it in the vault?
Boxing man.
The vault.
No, so you talk about basketball. Me and VJ going throw some hands already, man. And we going cap. But guess what? He wants to start. He started this YouTube shit.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube beef. That's free bag. And VJ, I know some people. I'm not talking about no fighting.
I
know a lot of females. That's all I gotta say. So YouTube beef. If that's what you want, bro, I know females. Look, put on the table right now. VJ Keys. Last year, bro, y'all know VJ's ex, little dark skin shardy was messing with, right? She was after they broke up or whatever, right? We still was following each other. You know me, I only follow females. So I was liking her photos or whatever. We share comments on each other's photos. Mm-hmm. This man going DM me, bro. You know that's my ex, right, bro? I still got a little thing going on, man. We might get back together. All the respect, I unfollowed her and blocked her ass. I wasn't even in her DMs.
Okay.
I did that shit. I could hit her up right now. What's up?
Damn.
What's up?
I ain't got no beef with nobody. I just want to put that out there. Bro. That's between y'all.
Look. There's a lot of what's going on right now, bro. There's a lot.
I'm going to have to get VJ on here and see what he thinks, bro. I can't tell you if he's here or not, bro.
That nigga been traveling too much.
I said, shit.
You messed up.
Nah, but.
He likes posting where he's at. And I know you're set. So I got
to
say, bro.
We got be shit surprised to do that if over here. Some recording
going on right here, man. I'm telling you, bro. All
right. Anyways, we gotta switch the topic, bro.
All right, let's do that.
If y'all could give advice to anybody doing YouTube, starting YouTube or starting content creation, what would you tell them?
This shit is not for everybody, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. I'm
not gonna lie to you, bro. You gotta have a certain look too, bro.
Yeah, they be so ugly as motherfuckers on the internet.
Bro, there's been times like where we be having like video shoots. And hold on, this nigga paid for a studio $500 plus. Let me kid you. Jeez. Nobody was there on time. This nigga was heated. Niggas showed up late. Niggas didn't know what it was. Niggas asking us, oh, what video are we filming? Nigga, we told niggas what we were filming weeks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, bro, you're not a YouTuber, my nigga. Go sit back down or some shit like that. Like, that shit is just like, bro, it takes like, nigga, just being consistent is not gonna do it for you, bro. You gotta fucking grind, bro. It's gonna be times like where you gonna upload, you're gonna have zero views, nigga. That shit gonna hit you. That shit is gonna hit you, bro.
Yeah. It's just it'll like. It'll be a video you worked hard as fuck on, too. Be like, damn. No, but what would you say?
So for me, right, I ain't going to like discourage you not to do it, but like, all I gotta say is, I forgot what I gotta say. This call messed me up a low key, but I'm sorry, but let me see if I can get it back. Yeah, so say you wanna do, you're a female, right? You try and do YouTube, you try and do like makeup or whatever, or your hair.
Yeah.
You can't start off doing that. You gotta start off with what people wanna see first. You gotta build your audience, then you slowly transform into it. You feel me? I was gonna tell you that. So,
perfect example, I ain't gonna say no names. Perfect example, nigga built a girl a platform, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gave her the keys, the sauce.
Yeah.
Her video blew up, has more channels than my whole YouTube ever, nigga, in existence.
Yeah.
Ever, and
since we stopped talking.
And since we stopped talking, stopped like trying to give her hints and stuff like that. Fell off.
Post a video.
Not one video or anything. Did? Yeah, she fell off. Yeah. Everything, bro.
So
she has.
I ain't gonna tell you the exact number. So say I was gonna say I met her with 100 subscribers, right? She's at 100K right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not posted. That's not the exact number, but I'm showing y'all the example. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could wind it down a few hundreds. But I'm showing you. Like, wasted my time.
Yeah.
Bitch got more views than me.
What do you think about what do you think about like what DDG and shit and like Rice Gum do? They be signing the chicks.
I think they're smart financially.
It is smart.
You ever thought about that?
That shit fire.
That's in the future. Look, man, I see a lot happening for me, bro. Like, when I end up in Miami, I'm gonna say if, like, when I end up in Miami or when I move to California, it's a lot. I got a lot of stuff planned behind the rest to do for YouTube. You kind of low key invest a lot of females.
Get a little
I ain't gonna
team,
lie. But, like, I like advising females that be around me, I work with, get y'all passports. You know what I mean? Get y'all passports because we're going to the country. That's it. I like traveling. You see, but what I really want to do is travel.
Yeah.
So, since my audience like the freaky content, bring them with me.
Exactly. And on the beach. That's even more, bro.
Yep.
So, you guys got any final messages to the audience? Or like your fans or anything?
Final message to my fans. Just stay tuned for some more bangers. Eh? Only bangers on the channel. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I need you to see your mom, your brother, your sister, your ankle. Everybody phone. Your uncles, everybody phone. And subscribe to Tyree Vlogs because we're getting the 100K this year. We need that plaque. That's all I got to say.
Final
bro,
message.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all my family, bro. I don't got fans. You know what I'm saying? Supporters. I just appreciate all y'all, bro. It's been, especially since like the past shit that's been going on last year, we're going to have some viral videos. Definitely tuning it up a notch this year, bro. Leaving this year with a bunch of shit. 50K, if not 100K by the end of this year. That's how we leave it.
There you go. Tell them where they can find you.
JPTC, bro. YouTube, everything, bro.
There you go. Simple. Nemo, you got a final message?
Shit. He's gonna post more videos.
On me, basically, what you said.
Every podcast.
On me, I'm gonna post more videos, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas trying to quit their job this year. So shit.
Welcome to the club.
On me, the month. So shit, stay tuned for that. Don't do drugs, kids. Unless they're prescribed by your doctor.
Sir. I appreciate y'all for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I don't know about him, but like, yeah.
I don't know about
y'all get through it, bro. Y'all get through it.
Definitely, bro. This nigga just making it a big deal, for sure.
It is a big deal, bro.
It's not a big deal.
Hold on. Is she coming with you to Miami? If she's coming to you with Miami, I'm not going, bro.
She stay your ass here?
I'm not
going. Hey.
I'm not going, bro.
Bros before hoes, that's how we gotta say. Thank you for listening
bros
to the podcast.
Can't give you a coochie, but anyway,
they can put you onto something, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Bros before hoes, come on, bro.
Exactly. Come
on, man. Damage is for the boys.
She belongs to the streets. But anyways, thank you for listening to the podcast, the Kickback Lounge podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow. Rate 5 stars. Fuck with the boys. I'm out.